Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to speak on behalf of the European Union as the European Commissioner for International Cooperation and Development. The world has changed profoundly since 1992, when the first International Conference on Nutrition was organized in this same building. Technology has progressed at an astonishing pace. The geopolitical map of the planet has changed fast. Ours has become a much more open and interconnected world. And yet, here we are again, 22 years later, talking about the same shameful reality. The fact that tens of millions of children will die or suffer lifelong health problems because of undernutrition. Yes, we have made some headway. The number of stunted children has been decreasing, and countries and continues to do so. Still, however, undernutrition affects 161 million children. That is one quarter of the world's children. That is 161 million children too many. This is an unacceptable high figure. Even one hungry child would be unacceptable. A reality that in this world of enormous wealth and knowledge we simply cannot and should not tolerate. But undernutrition is not only a personal tragedy for those children that will die or not be able to develop their full cognitive and physical capacities. It causes an irreparable loss to society and to the economy. Inclusive growth is simply not compatible with the high malnutrition rates. Aware of the need to urgently address the consequences of undernutrition, the European Union has recently scaled up its efforts and placed itself at the forefront of the global drive to fight this curse. First, we have committed to an ambitious policy objective to support partner countries in reducing the number of children with stunting by at least 7 million by 2025. Our nutrition policy framework has been built around this key objective. Second, to back up this objective with proper funding, we have pledged to allocate 3.5 billion euros to nutrition between now and 2020. In addition, we have recently developed a nutrition action plan, setting out our strategic priorities for using these funds. Let us not forget, however, that fighting malnutrition is not just about mobilizing financial resources. It is also about translating political will into policies and impact. Most of the countries facing a high burden of malnutrition, and in particular a high stunting burden, are present here today. Many have made efforts to raise the profile of nutrition in their health domestic policies. This is encouraging, of course, but it is not enough. In countries where one out of two children is stunted, nutrition must be at the core of the national agenda. Quite simply, it must be a national priority. Intergovernmental agencies and donors must play their part as well and do more to embed nutrition in their development strategies. As ever, the European Union is ready to play its part as well. We look forward to building stronger partnerships with all key nutrition players, from donors and partner countries to United Nations organizations, and from civil society to the private sector. We are fully aware that we cannot achieve our goals unless we work hand in hand with all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, be no doubt that as a European Commissioner for International Cooperation and Development, I will fight undernutrition with determination and to the best of my abilities. That determination includes providing support to forums like this one, where we can openly talk to each other and strengthen our cooperation. I want to thank the Food and Agriculture Organization and World Health Organization, two of the major players in this field and in this fight, for accepting the challenge of convening this second international conference on nutrition. It gives us a unique opportunity to discuss global issues, build partnerships, and create together an enabling political environment to make our campaign to beat malnutrition more effective. And in the ideal forum at which we can agree on a common vision for what is probably our major political challenge in 2015, ensuring that nutrition is ambitiously addressed in the post-2015 framework. For proof that this is the place at which we can get things done, we need look no further than its valuable outcomes. These important milestones include notably the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework for Action. I am glad to see that our decisive financial contribution to the organization of this event has borne fruit. We need, however, to make sure that commitments taken today are implemented tomorrow. So, the chance to eradicate undernutrition within a generation is in our hands. Let us grasp this historic opportunity. Thank you.